Join us at Firefly. Pull up a kitchen chair. There's music in the making, and we hope to see you there. Gather round your radio. We can chat about our tunes as friends and neighbors get together to play a few old tunes. Local folk on the radio, it's time to listen in. Local folk on the radio, let the music use begin.
This is Ruth Slates, president of the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. I was lucky enough to meet Nani Gross and Steve Kristoff at the gathering earlier this year and heard them as the Harvey Branch String Band. They also play with Michael Kristoff when they're lucky enough to have him in town. They play mandolin, ukulele, kazoo, vocals, and Nani plays percussion and the banjo. So we're going to share some of their music with you. We've seen them in Metamora and around town throughout central Indiana. So right now we're going to hear them play an original song by Steve called 48 Kazoos.
I heard a band the other day, this band they play kazoo. Fell in love with that sound and I knew I had to play one too. So I logged into eBay and much to my delight, kazoos galore before my eyes. What a special sight. I bought 48 kazoos on eBay.
Right.
That was the Harvey Branch String Band doing My Girl Plays the Banjo. I really enjoy listening to Nani and Steve because they play music for fun and they have a lot of fun doing it. Now we're going to listen to the Harvey Branch String Band play Idaho Red.
Idaho Red, Idaho Red, I like my taters, Idaho Red. Can't eat taters when you're dead, so stuff your face, Idaho Red. I like my taters, Idaho Red, I love them so much that I put them in my bed. That was when my good wife said, get out of here with your Idaho Red. Idaho Red, Idaho Red, I like my taters, Idaho Red. Can't eat taters when you're dead, so stuff your face, Idaho Red. I like my politics, New York blue, but when it comes to taters, that just won't do. Put them in a pot, cook them up in a stew, feed them where Republicans and Democrats do. Idaho Red, Idaho Red, I like my taters, Idaho Red. You can't eat taters when you're dead, so stuff your face, Idaho Red.
Hey, folks, thanks. Welcome back to the Local Folk Program. We've got Society members Gary Ryder and Ashley Stevens. Together, they perform as the group Morning Voice. So welcome to the program.
Hi, welcome.
Good to be here.
Hey, thanks for coming. First off, Morning Voice, as a band name, where does that come from? Gary?
Just kind of an interesting twist on the Morning Voice. Just a pleasant sound.
Okay.
There's really more to the story that it's just...
maybe it's really unprintable.
I actually Google Morning Voice, and it's a very terrible sound when you wake up in the morning.
Oh.
And you.
Okay.
But, yeah, so that's kind of the play on words, is that it's
exactly.
Not,
it's a play on words, yeah.
Well, great. Well, you guys, I've read some of your material, and you're somewhere between what people would call traditional folk and the singer-songwriter aspect. Ashley, could you tell us a little bit about your focus on those,
yeah,
points?
Yeah, when we first got together, I think our main thing was to do folk, Celtic, and modern and contemporary sounds. You know, things like Sarah McLachlan, Jewel, and just doing covers of like Shannon McNally. We like doing covers of those kind of singer-songwriter artists. And I think we really enjoy the artistic, being able to artistically collaborate together and being able to really produce a quality sound. So,
and I think there's a big misconception, too, that folk music kind of stopped around the Hootenanny period in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it's gone on. There was a funny comment this year at the Newport Folk Festival that now there are people on stage with tattoos and
piercings, you know, and tongue, and, yeah,
right.
And eyebrow piercings and belly button rings. And it's definitely a different generation that's coming out to this. And I think Gary, when we first mentioned, he kind of said Dave Matthews Band is like kind of the new, when that overcoming thing, you know, came with Dave Matthews Band, and everybody loved, you know, rock folk, you know, they loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think other people sprouted from that, like John Mayer and Ray LaMontagne and all those modern people. So yeah, but the traditional folk is really what we like to focus on and kind of make our own versions of things.
The other thing too is to improvise on the song, whether it comes from traditional folk or contemporary, is not to do it like the record and put our own spin on it, even each time that we play it.
All right. Gary, when did you start playing? Is this one of these I had a guitar when I was three thing? Or?
Well, actually, I grew up in a household with two older brothers who were into folk music. And at the time, they were, you know, they had all the records from the Kingston Trio and the Weavers and Harry Belafonte and people like that. And I was always, you know, taking, as a little kid, taking the guitar out of the case and trying to play it. And so my older brother started to actually show me how to play. And showed me how to play Travis picking, and that kind of thing, and then was able to get my own guitar, and I didn't play steadily my whole life, but got back into it in the late '80s, and then in the late '90s started the Moaning Voice project.
Mm-hmm. So maybe laid the guitar down for a while and got it back up.
Yeah, I mean there was a period in there where I just really wasn't doing a whole lot with it.
Okay. Ashley, I've been made aware that your stage career started in stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
At what point in time did you kind of make this shift, or was this gradual?
It was gradual. I had stopped doing comedy for about a year now, mm-hmm. and it just wasn't the right lifestyle for me, and I had school, and I had work going on, and it just wasn't the right lifestyle for me. And also, I wanted to continue doing other creative things. I paint and other things like that. So, but being a vocalist, I think, really has expanded my teamwork, my imagination, my creativity, and just getting together and having a relationship musically with somebody is definitely a treat. So,
all right, have you performed with other people prior to
no.
meeting Gary?
No, not like officially.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Ashley, you talk about this changeover, but what were your musical influences? Are there particular people or groups?
Yeah, Sarah McLachlan is a big one for me. Her beautiful voice. Jewel, of course, her first CD was awesome. I think there's a couple of local influences like Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. They're very good. Of course, I like Ray LaMontagne and... I can't even think of any others.
Do you pattern your singing after anybody?
I like Adele. Adele mm-hmm. has a very soulful, R&B kind of voice. She's just very soulful, and that's what I like to kind of pattern myself after. Of course, I'm not going to sound exactly like Adele, but I do pattern myself after those soulful singers.
Uh-huh. Gary, I'm going to basically ask you the same question. What were your influences, and who do you pick from?
Yeah, going back to the, growing up, again, it was the Kingston Trio, and one of my older brothers brought home the first Dylan album when it came out, when he was pretty much unknown, and listened to those, and Simon Garfunkel and people like that. And then in the late 80s, I happened to live in, through the 80s in New England, and there's a real renaissance of singer-songwriter music happening in and around New England at that time. And you could go to just about any Unitarian Universalist church on a Friday night, and there was a coffee house there that was family-friendly, and we got to hear people like John Gork and Jeff Bartley and people who were really bringing about a revival in singer-songwriter music. And was a lot of really good talent and incredible songwriting, people like Greg Brown. And then, again, when I started this project, we were focusing more on the female singer-songwriters, that's why I decided to work with female vocalist as part of the sound.
All right. You know, you guys have talked about this traditional into the contemporary thing. I was wondering if maybe you could... kind of play an example of that, sort of a little bit of how maybe most people have heard the song and then your adaptation of a song?
Sure. We're going to sing Summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by Gary.
George Gershwin from the folk opera Porgy and Bess. It came out during the 30s, so it's become part of, I guess, what's called Americana, the song itself, and very familiar to a lot of people.
So that's how they usually do it.
Right.
And we're going to sing our version.
Tell me, Gary, about any performing experiences you've had up till now. Have you guys played for the public, and what was that like?
The Folk Music Society, we played a couple of times. And the Corner Wine Bar, there's the old pub in Plainfield, the Corner Wine Bar, of course, in the Broad Ripple, and Claude Nanny's up in Fishers.
Do you have any upcoming performances you want to tell us about?
Well, we do. We occasionally, and we've been doing this except for the past 2 weeks because we've been recording and we've been doing our photo shoots and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we like the old pub in Plainfield. They're a great bar. Everybody listens, and it's really good to get feedback when you get off stage, and they're really good about doing that. Pretty much all performers and really good performers. So
Tuesday nights,
yeah, at the old pub in Plainfield, downtown Plainfield.
Why don't you tell us about your contact information if people want to find out more about you?
Reverb Nation is a website that's just as it sounds, reverbnation1word.com. And if you go in there, there's a search tab up at the top, and you just type in Morning Voice.
Now, do you have some of your music on there?
Yes,
as well?
We do. We have music and videos on there of different performances that we've done in the past. We're also on Facebook and Twitter.
And how about the age-old email? Can people still contact you that way?
Yeah.
Yep, it's morningvoice.band@gmail.com. So it's morningvoice1word.band@gmail.com.
Yeah, we want to do regular venues, like having a day at a pub, you know, where we go and we play every mm-hmm. week or something like that. We'd really like that.
Now, you mentioned actually recording, and is there an upcoming CD or something coming up?
We're working on it. We've recorded 6 songs so far, and we're working on originals as well as new songs to add to our regular list of doing things on open mic nights and you know, guest appearances and whatnot. So we're doing that, and I'm sure I would like to have eventually, and of course me and Gary haven't really talked about this, I would like to have a CD of original songs, you mm-hmm. know, eventually, but that'll be a long time in the making, so
yeah,
we're going to put effort towards that.
Well, we've been talking here with local folk, with Gary Ryder and Ashley Stevens, together performing his Morning Voice. I wonder if you guys would be kind enough to take us out with another one of your songs.
Sure.
Okay.
What song would you want to do?
You want to introduce this song?
Yes, this is Hands by Jewel. If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay. And not to worry, because worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. Won't be made useless. I won't be idle with despair. I'll gather myself around my faith, for light the darkness most fear. My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own. And they're not yours, they are my own. And I am never broken. Poverty stole your golden shoes, they didn't steal your laughter. And heartache came to visit me, I knew it wasn't ever after. Oh, we'll fight, but not out of spite, for someone must stand up for what is right. And where there's a man who has no voice, there's our shell go singing. Thank you.
Local Folk is brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. You can find us on the web at www.indianafolkmusic.org. Local Folk is also produced by the following bunch of fun-loving and hard-working people: Phil Slates, Tim Hoke, Gary Ryder, Carla Slates, Nathaniel Rabb, Gary Rogers, Susie Krasick, Dave Slates, Mike Rabb, and a special thanks to our engineer, John Adamson.